Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
On the way to Joe Joy, let me give two Yankee fans a chance to win tickets to the games coming up on Sunday. So at 3:05, last game of the season. So right now, third and fourth callers at 866-540-WFAN win tickets for Sunday's game, the last game of the regular season. But there will be a game on Tuesday night, and there still could be a division winner. But again, that's fading, but still not completely having exhausted itself. But the Yanks are, at worst, Tuesday night hosting the Twins. Now, the Joe Girardi Report is brought to you by your participating Tri-State Buick GMC dealership, by Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the Yankees, by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks. Visit them online at mynycb.com. And by Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, the preferred pizza of New York baseball. The manager of the Yankees is Joe Girardi. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Congratulations on guiding the Yankees to the postseason.
Thank you. Great work from our coaches, great work from our players and what they went through this year. And just we've seen a lot of really good things.
What's the most rewarding thing about this year for you, Joe?
I think it is getting back to the playoffs when there were a lot of questions going into spring training about, you know, some of our young players, who was going to be in our staff, how were they going to do. You know, we felt pretty good about our bullpen going in. And just watching the growth of the young players has been really, really rewarding for me.
Amazing what some of them have accomplished. There's so many things this year. Judge, of course, which nobody could calculate. The way Sanchez backed up last year. Didi's maturation. And, you know, one of the most surprising things for me, CC Sabathia. I mean, I never saw that coming. 13 wins. What a year he had.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to say, I'm never surprised by anything CC does because I get a chance to be around him every day and see his heart and see how he competes and, you know, to see what he goes through just to make every start. I mean, really is truly incredible. So, you know, there was a lot of concerns when we were in Toronto that day that that might have been it, and he got through that and has continued to pitch well. And in some of the biggest moments when we needed a win, you know, I can think about the day in Boston or the start against Boston here. He was the guy that was there for us, and that's because of his heart.
Now, you're still playing a little cat-and-mouse game, which should rectify itself here in a couple of days, but do you take these last couple of days and get prepared like you're playing Tuesday and just try to win the game, but rest the people you need to get rested for Tuesday? Is that how you look at this, or are you full throttle until the Red Sox tell you that it's over?
You know, I'm not quite full throttle, but we're pretty much close because, you know, winning the division would be outstanding because right. Then you're not in that one-game playoff. But I'm not going to risk hurting Betances, you know, tonight, throwing him, you know, 4 out of 5 days. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to throw Green tonight because I'm not going to risk hurting him. But for the most part, after that, I mean, we're going at it.
Will you treat the do you want to have a strict platoon and a strict way of going about things with your very deep roster in the postseason, or will you take it game by game based on the pitcher that night?
I think you take it more game by game. I think there will be some platooning, obviously, if we face. But, you know, you think about it, we're going to see a right-hander against, you know, Minnesota if we play Minnesota.
Yep.
If you were to see Houston in the first round, they have, you know, they have one left-hander. So, I mean, there's I think they're a game behind Cleveland. Cleveland's all right-handed.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of right-handers in our future, probably.
Yeah, they're all right-handers mostly. Game and a half, and Cleveland also has the tiebreaker. So they're in pretty good shape, Cleveland, right now. But the question then is, you know, you can do a lot of different mixes and matches here. You know, Headley could play first. He could play DH. He could play third. I mean, so there's a lot of different ways you can go about this. I'm sure you want to get Bird in the lineup at Yankee Stadium and with his defense. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who sits and who plays. You've got a lot of different ways to attack this.
Yeah, I think you wait to see how you play, and then you sit down and make a decision. And you know that, you know, there's probably going to be someone that is disappointed.
Right.
And, you know, there's, you know, it's... That's a good problem to have. It's also a tough problem to have. You know, it's a good problem because that means you have a lot of qualified players. And that's probably why, you know, we are where we are. But it's tough because everybody wants to play, and I get that, and it can be hard.
Well, you got Ellsbury Hicks. You got, it's an interesting one you're going to have to deal with. You got on the infield, you got Bird. You got Bird, Headley. You got Holiday with the DH. You got Frazier at third.
Yeah.
You got a lot of different ways you can go with all that stuff.
Yeah, we have decisions that we have to make. And I think what you do first is you just play these games out. And then when you know exactly what's going to happen, that's when you make your decisions.
Does Holiday's, does his experience play into this? I would think he's a guy that you probably want to have in a lineup in these big spots, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we're going to continue to look at him. Obviously, against left-handers, he's always going to play. But
sure,
we're going to continue to look at him and go from there. And part of it is playing at our ballpark in the short, you know, right field porch, and there's a lot of things that go into it.
Has Bird showed you, I would think he showed you enough that you got to feel very comfortable with him in the lineup now, right?
Yeah, I feel really good about where he's at.
Plus, he can break a game open.
Yeah, his at-bats have been really, really good. He's patient. He's another guy that is really patient and works the count. His defense has been good, so we feel pretty good about him.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's nasty power he's got, especially in Yankee Stadium. You know, he can break the game open.
It's easy power is what he has. And, you know, this ballpark is suited for him.
Will cutting the roster be difficult?
I think when you start talking about number 23, 24, and 25, that becomes difficult because what happens in those meetings is everyone presents all the scenarios that could possibly happen, you know. You play 10 innings, you play 12 innings, you play 15 innings, you pinch hit for this guy, you
yep.
do that. And you're trying to cover as many bases as you can. And, it, you know, and what you end up realizing in that meeting is you can't cover every base. You just can't. And that's what having 36 guys does for you during the course of the month of September. You can cover every base, but you just can and you do the best you can.
Do you consider, are you deep enough and flexible enough that you can carry just a way to be a pinch runner for you and a defensive guy, but maybe not a hitter, but to be that defense, that pinch runner because of his, you know, amazing speed? Is he a guy that you would give serious thought to for that reason?
It's definitely something that we've talked about. And I think part of this comes down to how our pitching is used this last week, this last three or four days, depending on if we have a chance to win the division. So there's so many different scenarios that could come up just because of the division that it could change things a lot.
And with the off days, you don't have to carry as many starters either.
No, and you know, if you're in the one game playoff,
right?
Yeah, you don't need to carry as many starters.
No, there you're fine. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
I'm talking about more for the series if you're in it. The one game is an easy one, obviously.
You know, and if you're not, if you're in the next series, you know, you think about taking four starters is what you think about, and then you go from there.
Absolutely. And you know, the one thing, the level of play, Minnesota, give them great credit. You just saw them. Amazing that a team that was picked to win 65 games is here. That's a heck of a job, you know that?
You know, I am surprised, but I'm not surprised because in 2015, we saw some of their young players come up, and we were pretty impressed by them. For whatever reason, some of them had a tough year last year, and that happens. You know, I think for the second-year players, sometimes it's more difficult than the first. And what we've seen is they've gotten back on track, those kids, and they've played really well.
And Mau has had a big second half.
Yeah. I mean, he's had a big year for them, and I think he stabilizes it, and their second baseman stabilizes everything for them, you know, and there's a lot of games that, you know, he does a lot of damage, you know, early in the game, and he leads off. So I think that it makes him dangerous.
Down the stretch, you've had guys, you know, you've guys have played very well. And Judge has gone back into this full assault here. What happened? I mean, it was such a long drought. What did you notice, if anything, as to why the light went back on?
You know, it's, you know, we talked a lot about his mechanics and getting, you know, he was a little bit off and trying to get him back on track. And it's kind of similar to a tall pitcher. When they get out, they get really out of whack, and sometimes it's harder. And I just think that it clicked again for him for whatever reason, you know, through his hard work and a lot of discussions. But the pitches that he was missing, he's no longer missing. And, you know, people were talking about he was striking out a lot. Well, I think he was striking out a lot because he was missing his pitch and not putting it in play and then getting behind in the count. But now he's not missing them, and he's doing a ton of damage again.
Did you ever see him get down during that whole time? I mean, were you ever saw him really get bad during that time?
No, not really. I mean, I could see there was some frustration, but I thought that his mental approach and his attitude was great every day, and his work ethic was great. And yeah, I never really felt like he was lost. He just was, you know, he was trying to get back on track. And he kept a great frame of mind. And, you know, you got to give a kid that's 25 years old that was on top of the world for the first 3.5 months and then struggled how he was able to do that.
Tremendous how he came back, no question about it. We're talking with Joe Girardi. Obviously, Severino has given you so much this year. I mean, there's no issue as to who gets the ball and who the ace is. What a remarkable year he's had for you guys.
I mean, just truly incredible and kind of what we had hoped for and envisioned. And maybe we got a little bit too far ahead of ourselves where we expect it kind of in 2016 because of what he did in 2015. But I really think the struggles that he went through in 2016 has allowed him to be the guy he is today. And, you know, he takes nothing for granted. He works really hard. He uses all his pitches now. He has confidence in all his pitches and understands the importance of locating at this level. It becomes much more important at this level. You can't just blow everyone away. And he has really become something.
You went through a lot of weird days with Betances and Chapman this year in that bullpen. It looks like you've gotten them both back on their game right now. You feel comfortable with – I know you do with Chapman. Do you feel comfortable where Betances is right now?
I feel a lot better about Dellin now. You know, I think we've got him back under control, throwing strikes and doing what he's capable of doing. And, you know, there's part of me that would like to get him at, you know, I have to get him at least one more outing, maybe even two, or maybe one day throw him an inning and a third in a sense. You know, he's off tonight because he's thrown 3 out of the last 4 days. But I want to get him back out there so that he keeps it going.
And how about Chapman? He's been, I guess, back to being himself now.
Yeah, he's been Chappy. That's who he's been. So, you know, you look at the month of September that he's had, it's been great. And I think it's one of the other reasons we've played so well, because we've been able to get things more in order with putting him as your closer.
Yeah, and, you know, this team seems to, hitting's contagious with this team. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, and you have so much power up and down the lineup. I mean, there's been a lot of home runs hit everywhere this year. We all know that. But you guys have got plenty of guys up and down this lineup who can knock the ball out of the ballpark.
Yeah, and you're right there. And I agree, our patience has really helped us, too, the amount of walks that we have taken. You know, we don't always get the most hits in a game, but we hit home runs, our guys walk, we're on base a lot, and it sets up big innings for us.
That one game is if you wind up in it, which obviously part of it's your control, but you're not completely because the Red Sox still have a 3-game lead. It's even against a team that you've had a lot of success with, it's still a very nervous game. It's a very frustrating game. It's been very tough on the losers so far in that game. In this town, we've seen the game twice. Neither team has scored. Neither the Yankees or the Mets have scored in this game and have both lost very tough games in this wild card game. So this can be a very, very anxious, very tough game to play.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is a tough situation to play 162 games and only get one game. In a sense, I'm not a fan of it, and I'm saying that before we play.
Not no, I agree. We play. I agree.
I still think it should be 3 games, and then you start the division series. The winner starts the next day. If it goes 3 games, you start the next day. That's your penalty, and I would love to see that. I don't know if it'll ever change to that, but that would be my wish.
You know, I understand that completely. It's very, and we've seen teams come in this game winning 97, 98 games. I mean, the Pirates a couple of years, you know, won 98 games and lost this game. So, I mean, yeah. There are teams who have had brilliant seasons and lost this game. That's, it could be a very tough game to lose.
Yeah, and there's in a sense, there's really no other sport that does anything like this, in a sense. You could say football does it, but they play one game all the time.
Yep.
You know, I mean, so we're the only sport that does it.
Is there anything? It seems like you're going in as about as well as you possibly could. You're playing very strongly. You have everything set. It doesn't look like there's any issues where there's anybody that you know. Ellsbury, check the box. Hicks is back, check the box. Bird, what he's doing, check the box. Guys hitting, Judge, etc. Down the line, you got your bullpen. The guys are there. It looks like everything you could have, put back in where you want it is pretty much where you want it. There's not really, maybe Tanaka be the issue where he might be the one unknown in the, if you get into a series that you have a little bit of a question mark about. Do you feel comfortable with Tanaka right now?
Yeah. I feel pretty good about where we're at. You know, would I like to have him, see him have a really good start tomorrow? Yes, I would. I think it's important for him. And I think it's important for us, and it could be for a lot of different reasons. It could be for the division too, in a sense. But I would like to see him have a really good start and go six or seven innings.
Yeah, he'd be the one that, because you're going to need him. There's no question. And listen, there's no easy series once you win the wild card game. I don't remember a time when there have been stronger bunch of teams going into the postseason. Look at some of the teams. Houston's had a great year. Cleveland with the record-breaking year. In the other league, the Dodgers, the Nationals. These teams have had sensational years. Cubs are defending champs. These are very strong teams in the postseason. You and Boston, these are very good teams.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a very competitive round of 10 teams. And, we've seen some amazing things happen. Cleveland winning the 22 games in a row. You have the Dodgers, who have won 102 games and lost 16 out of 17 in like the month of September. That's incredible that you could win that many games and that happened to you. I don't know, what were they, 53-9 over a stretch? It's really incredible what we've seen in the game of baseball this year.
If that happened to your team, would that have erased all the good stuff, that losing streak?
No, because I think, being the optimist that I am, I would say, well, we're due. We're due to get really hot again and play really well. And that's really what they've done.
And, they've taken it seriously, obviously, down a stretch. We're talking with Joe Girardi. The Yankees will be in action on Tuesday, most likely. But still, they do have an outside chance at the division. The Red Sox still have a three-game lead going into this evening's action as they finish up the season. The other bit of business is you, we keep getting asked about. You are not on the contract for next year, correct?
No, I'm not.
That something by design from you or the Yankees? Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'm more than comfortable with it. It's the way the Yankees have always done business. They have never, that I can remember, I know Joe Torre was here and was very successful, and he never negotiated in the middle of a season, and that's okay. I have a job to do, and I finish my job, and then you go from there.
Do you want to be back as manager?
Yeah, I love what I do, and obviously there are things that that you always have to talk about, but right. I love what I do.
So listen, I know you still want to manage, but you still like being in New York, or are you looking for a change of scenery?
No, this has been home for me for a long time. I've been here as long as I've been anywhere in my life, since I was a little boy. So that, since high school, this is the longest I've ever been anywhere.
So no conversations yet at all with with the team?
No. And I haven't even asked. I haven't said to my agent, call the agent. I haven't asked because, you let the season play out. I always go home and talk to my family first, and we make a family decision, and then you go from there.
All right. So we'll see how we can talk about that whenever the season ends. Hopefully it doesn't end for a long time. So
yeah, we're looking at November, we hope.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Joe, very much. Good luck.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Joe Girardi, there you go. There you go about him and his situation. He's not under contract next year, but doesn't seem too worried about that. He and the Yankees will chat when the time comes.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.